It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantes. I'm Brian Noonan in for Ro for the next few days, and happy to be here.
Happy to have you here, Brian.
It is always a pleasure to see you, Anna, and great to work with you. And this is a very exciting day for Blackhawks fans. Not only are the Dallas Stars coming to town, so Patrick Sharp will be back in the building to take on the Blackhawks tonight. But big announcement today. Chicago is going to be a draft town again. Judd Surratt was at the big press conference. He handles all the pre and post and everything else for the Blackhawks, and he joins us now. Judd, always good to talk to you. Where are you? There you are.
Judd Lee.
There you are.
Hello.
There he is.
So this is big news. The Gary Bettman coming to town, making this announcement that Chicago is draft town for the NHL.
Isn't it cool?
It's incredible. I mean, if you think about where this franchise was back in 2006, and that was the year that Jonathan Toews was taken first overall, just compare what the franchise is like now, because at that point, let's face it, there was a lot of apathy. The building wasn't sold out. The Blackhawks weren't on a lot of people's radar. You fast forward, and the Blackhawks are in all these signature events that the league wants to come here and host the National Hockey League draft in 2017. I forgot the Frozen Four is going to be here the same season, which is going to be amazing. So you get a chance to feature college hockey. But at the same time, when you look at what Rocky Works, John McDonough, Jay Blanc, what they have tried to do is to bring all of hockey's signature events, like the draft. They're obviously efforting to try and get another Winter Classic or an outdoor game, or they're trying to get maybe another All-Star game here in the future. All of the things that are big in the hockey community, they want it to be based here out of Chicago. And this is a big announcement for the team, and it should be something to look forward to in 2017 in late June.
Now, Judd, what did John and Rocky and everybody else have to do to convince the league that Chicago was a place? Obviously, as you said, the Blackhawks' prominence can't be denied. Is that enough to get the league to go, you know what, Chicago, you've earned it?
Well, apparently, in listening to Mayor Rahm Emanuel, he had an opportunity to talk with the commissioner along with Rocky Works during last year's Stanley Cup final, and that's where this idea really germinated. And, you know, when obviously if you're the commissioner of the National Hockey League and you see what the mayor and the National Football League did last year in having draft town here in Chicago and just having it here, the commissioner actually said he was surprised that in the history of the National Hockey League draft, and for a long time, it was really centralized in one or two places. Montreal had it for a long time. Toronto had it for a while, and then they started to spread it around. But it just amazed him that the Blackhawks in the city of Chicago never had an opportunity to host the draft. And obviously, it's a great place to do it. It's a central location. It's a huge media market.
Sports
for the city, obviously, this is something that they definitely wanted. They want people to be able to come in here, from not only – you know, spots in Canada and across the United States, but across Europe as well, to get an opportunity to experience the draft here in Chicago.
Best sports town in the world, I might add to that too. I mean, it's so cool. You got to tip your hat to the mayor on this. He brought the NFL draft here twice. Now the NHL draft. There's so much excitement around these Blackhawks and hockey in general, and to bring in the tourism dollars and all the economic benefit, huge for the city. Love all of it. I know that there were some economic incentives. A rental fee for Grant Park was waived for the NFL, I know, and in this case, they're doing some of that too. Do you any idea about like taxpayer funding of this? Did they talk about that at all during the news conference?
He did. You know, the mayor Anna said that this would be privately funded. And he said he didn't feel like, you know, it would impact the taxpayers whatsoever, and he didn't feel like there would be any difficulty in raising the dollars it would take to offset any costs, obviously, with the infrastructure that you're going to need in place. The National Hockey League draft is not going to be on the scale of the NFL draft. Let's also be honest there. But at the same time, he said this would also be privately funded. But again, I think back, it's just so amazing to see the transformation that has taken place here. Just walking into the building, there's a massive office building that is going up across the street, or basically across the parking lot at the United Center. You're going to have a dual sheet practice facility that they're going to break ground on here shortly and should be done maybe a year after the NHL draft is completed over at Malcolm X. It's just the changes that have taken place that have been spearheaded by John and Jay and Rocky because of the National Hockey League and the resurgence of the franchise. It's just stunning.
Judge, you touched on this a little bit. Obviously, the NHL draft, not as much pageantry as the NFL draft, but for people who haven't seen it, what can they expect when the draft comes here in 2017?
Well, first of all, if you're a fan of the league overall, that's where all the wheeling and the dealing takes place in the National Hockey League, just the way that the salary cap has sort of changed the way general managers play the game. So if you're interested in that stuff, this is where all the moves are going to take place. But you're going to see some of the great future players in the game. You know, the Blackhawks had a chance to highlight not just Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane, but remember Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook and Nicholas Hjalmarsson. All those guys came through the National Hockey League draft. Corey Crawford, core pieces. And a lot of these kids are now hailing from the city of Chicago or around this area, which is incredible to think of. You know, that there are kids. I mean, you could think of, you know, Scott Darling was drafted here as a Chicago product. He ended up, I think, getting picked by the Arizona Coyotes many, many years ago. But, you know, there are local kids that can have an opportunity, that can sit here within the United Center and hear their name called. And at that point, the commissioner tells them, welcome to the National Hockey League. Mm. This is just going to be another great thing for local products, the sport of hockey overall, and it's going to be incredible to see.
Now, goosebumps just hearing.
Yeah, it sounds phenomenal. The someone at the press conference, I think it was the commissioner, also mentioned that the dates of the draft are going to have particular significance to Blackhawks fans.
Well, I think he said that was June 23rd and 24th. You know, and a lot of that has to do with one of those dates coincided with the 17 seconds, the two goals that were scored by Brian Bickell and Dave Bolin that helped the Blackhawks secure the 2013 Stanley Cup title.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe it was on those dates where Duncan Keith twice was named the Norris Trophy winner as the best defenseman of the National Hockey League. So as John McDonough so aptly put it, that the team's one goal in 2017 is to pick 30th. This would mean that they had won the Stanley Cup just a week prior.
There you go.
Not awesome.
A bad goal at all. Excuse me. Let's turn to tonight. The Dallas Stars coming into the United Center 5 days ago. The Blackhawks trounced them in Dallas. Do you expect that same kind of, obviously the Hawks are going to come with the same kind of passion. What do you expect to see different from the Stars than we saw 5 days ago?
Oh, they were embarrassed to a man, whether it was their head coach, their captain, Jamie Benn. They said they were embarrassed by the way they were played. By the way that they played in that game. They got dismantled, and they got dismantled early in that one. If you remember, Andrew Shaw drew a hook from John Klingberg in the first minute, and it took less than 10 seconds for Artem Anisimov to win a draw and Brent Seabrook to fire a laser into the top right corner, and the Blackhawks really never looked back at that point. So I expect the Blackhawks will face a very emotional opponent in the Dallas Stars. Remember, this is a team that is only 3 points behind the Blackhawks in the standings, and they've got 3 games in hand. This is one of 3 remaining games that these two will play here down the stretch. And while it's not pivotal that the Blackhawks win tonight's game, whoever comes out maybe the best in the season series, and certainly in these few remaining games, I think that will weigh heavily on who wins the division and who grabs one of the top seeds in the West.
And we've got Patrick Sharp, and is Oduya also with the
Johnny Oduya will Dallas? Be here. You know, and both of those guys had a chance to talk to the media. They brought him out of the dressing room because they realized there was going to be a big throng of people that wanted to talk to him. And even Patrick admitted that there's still some butterflies, there's still some nerves. He was glad that he had a chance, and this was something that the Stars wanted to do during the exhibition season, was to make those guys come back and play the exhibition game here at the United Center so they could try and make it a little bit easier when they ultimately would play against their old team for the first time. But and the other thing is that the Dallas Stars have a dad trip going on. So Patrick's dad's here in town, and along with all the other dads in the Stars organization. And he said he was laughing because his dad was walking around the United Center like he was Rahm Emanuel, the mayor.
Practically, yeah.
Judd, Artemi Panarin missed the last game due to sickness. They said it was kind of like Jonathan Toews had before the All-Star break. Any word on his health for tonight?
He's out. He is ruled out for tonight. So I think at this point they're going to probably put in Richard Ponick to skate in that spot. We saw Richard move up and play a couple of shifts the other night in that loss against the San Jose Sharks. Hopefully Panarin is going to be okay, because remember, after tonight's game, the Blackhawks are right back at it here on Saturday against the Anaheim Ducks. And here in the last 10 games, they're currently the hottest team in the National Hockey League. So hopefully he's able to shake free from this illness that's been dogging him, because it's been difficult, you know, and it's gone through the team. It's not just Jonathan Toews that had experienced that, but Artem Anisimov also was down with an illness for a while, and it can be very debilitating for these guys. So hopefully they can get him back in the lineup, because it certainly makes a difference not having that type of a dynamic offensive player in your lineup. Not only is he leading all rookies in scoring, he's seventh in the National Hockey League in scoring overall.
Wow.
Let me ask you this. Is there an over-under tonight on how many disallowed goals will be in the game?
Is Coach Q still talking about that, too? I
mean, what is going on with this?
He said he talked to the league.
Well, you know, two notes on that one. First of all, Joel mentioned this morning that he had a conversation with the league, and apparently the league told him that the wrong call was made two nights ago here at the United Center, which I thought was very interesting.
Okay.
Now, the commissioner of the National Hockey League was obviously grilled about this after the press conference, and he said he feels like it's actually worked extraordinarily well. If you look at the National Hockey League overall, because I looked at the numbers just before I came on the air, I believe there are about 105 goaltender interference challenges that have been made, whether that's by the coach or by the situation room initiating that, which happens in overtime or in the last minute of a period. Apparently about 19% of those calls have been overturned based on the call on the ice. That's not bad, especially for a game that is moving at the speed and the power that it does here on a nightly basis. Actually, the calls that have been impacted more often have been the offside calls. The offside calls have been reversed about 40% of the time, just over that, and they've been getting the goal calls right on a far greater level.
All right. Well, we will be listening. Judd, now, do you get to go to the White House, too?
I do. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to get a chance to go back.
Very nice.
You had a night with the Stanley Cup, and now you get to go to the White House? Life is good.
Yeah. My English mother-in-law, I'm sure, is going to ask me if I can get something better than the cocktail napkin that I was able to get from the White House the last time.
Maybe get an ashtray, a deck of cards, palm something.
Bring us back something if you got anything.
Yeah, it's like going to the Hyatt, you know, like back in the 70s. You know, when my dad was stealing like phones and glasses and towels. And I was looking around for that stuff, but I couldn't find it.
I want to see you in a White House robe next time. That will be fun. Just you in the booth, then your robe. That would be a lot of fun. Judd, always good talking to you. Thanks for all the information.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Judd Surratt. You hear him all the time. He does the pre and post with the Blackhawks. He is all over. Mm-hmm. And congratulations to the Blackhawks and to the city of Chicago bringing the NHL draft here. I have to ask you something, Anna, to follow up on something that you mentioned in passing earlier, and I can't let it go, especially with this weekend hovering above us. But first,